The Patriot Act, turning citizens into suspects since 2001. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The world is very different now, and yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God.
I love that. That's JFK, and he's right. They do come from the hand of God, and I love it. And I actually have a surprise for you. Christopher Fulton stayed for this segment, and what a powerful book and a powerful message this is. And Alison Armstrong will join me after the next segment of the show. And let me tell you, Christopher Fulton's powerful, powerful message, because he has been through it. He has absolutely paid a dear price for loving this country and not releasing some evidence that the CIA wanted. And I love him for it. I think it's wonderful. Christopher wrote a book called The Inheritance, Poisoned Fruit of the JFK Assassination. And people need to read this book because it exposes the dark underbelly of government, what they are willing to do to their own. And I welcome Christopher to the show. Thank you for coming on with me in an extra segment. I really appreciate that because you joined me for the whole last hour. And by the way, welcome Chicago. Welcome everybody, Missouri, listening in right now and all around the globe. Christopher, welcome to you.
Well, thank you, Kate. And thank you very much for your work that you do so diligently. I know that you take a lot of hits.
Yeah,
That figuratively and probably literally. For people around the world, the United States especially, for trying to have a conversation, a dialogue to people to help them make decisions for themselves. You're trying to help another person, another human being, and that's the greatest thing that we can do, lay our lives down for somebody else or try to help somebody else. That's one of the greatest things that we can do is having our lives that are given to us in grace. So thank you for doing that. I appreciate that personally.
Thank you.
When Reagan, I just want to mention about when Reagan was put in and to get George Bush into the VP spot and get him into the presidency, which was the whole purpose of this. When Reagan the assassination attempt, the bullet did not explode. It was a similar type of round that killed Kennedy, but it did not explode when it hit. They took him in immediately. The Secret Service did their job. They took him immediately into the OR instead of going back to the White House, and they were able very carefully to get that bullet out without exploding in inside of him, and he lived. He almost didn't, but he did. And, of course, Reagan, it changed him, and he realized that this country was in great peril, that it wasn't about the enemy from Russia, this great agenda that the CIA was pushing down his throat. He was so eloquent about, but it really was about the problems were from within, the destruction from within that Bobby Kennedy had talked to him about before he was assassinated. And of course, when George Bush took the Oval Office, they had discussed with the CIA, of course, he was CIA, so they discussed together about the fact that, listen, if we can scare the hell out of Americans, keep this gosh damn agenda going, and scare the hell out of Americans, we can keep eroding this Constitution, keep taking the rights away from them slowly but surely, and we can get this New World Order agenda in place. He spoke about the New World Order openly.
Yes.
And said it's not if, but you know, not if it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, and we will get it done. And he wasn't joking. He wasn't joking. And for the first time, the people around the United States and the world are feeling it at the doorstep now.
Yes.
This isn't something you can talk about and say, well, you know, we'll get around to it. Believe me, it's coming to your doorstep. We are all in the towers, those twin towers together. And it's up to us to decide, are we going to sit idly by and let those towers come down and perish in that crash? Or are we going to do something about it? Because you're in the tower. Believe me, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to run away from this. We either make a stand together and unify and don't pay attention to these false agendas to try to separate us any longer. We stand together and we say no to this. Or we stand and we lose everything that we've worked for to this point.
Yes.
Even to our own humanity. Our very humanity will be taken from us. Our very DNA will be altered.
I so agree with you on this. Those RNA changing vaccine that they're about to impose is going to be the scariest thing I think we'll ever see mandatorily. I can't even imagine.
Bobby Kennedy Jr. I've seen the fear in his eyes when he first spoke about this as the apocalypse that has finally been transposed into real time. The fact of the matter is, if you listen to the Russians, I've been to Russia, I've been debriefed about this in the Kremlin a long time ago before I went to prison. And the fact of the matter is, the Russians wanted to help us. They wanted not only from the Kennedy assassination on forward, but even after that, they wanted to help us. They wanted to help me before Snowden had gone over there to give this information to the American public with the full backing of the Russian government. The fact is, Reagan didn't want that to happen. He wanted it to come from within, and that really cost me almost a decade of my life in prison.
Jeez.
Because I wanted to do it the way Reagan wanted it done.
Mm-hmm.
In retrospect, the Russians were right, and I should have probably paid more attention to this. It may have been more helpful, and maybe we could have saved a lot of this from happening. But at the same time, I don't want to go back to that. The fact of the matter is that we need to stop with this false agendas and believing this kind of stuff, because it's coming through the media, it's coming from whatever. You've got to start listening to people that from the heart, and you can tell in your heart when you hear it.
Yep.
You know the truth when you hear it. You know there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to people that have been through it and trying to help you stay out of the pit.
Yes.
Because they don't. The last thing I want is for people, good people, to experience anything like what I did and my family did.
I can't
it's
even.
Terrible.
Imagine.
It's awful.
I can't even imagine. You know, Obama had an interesting link to Bush, right?
He did, and people don't realize that every executive person that's been in that White House until Mr. Trump has been CIA trained and controlled. Every one of them.
Yes.
Every one of them. These agendas have been put forth, and really criminal activity has gone on and continually gone on and been covered up through our intelligence services. And right now we've got even an internal war happening between our intelligence services and some of our special branches of military. They realize they've been betrayed, lied to, taken out, and they've had enough. They've had enough, too. And now it's a war. And and the war has been declared on us as American citizens as well. This is not not to be taken lightly. When you've got someone like Bill Gates, who isn't what you think he is either, what he portrays himself to be is not true. When he gets up there and says, 7 billion people are going to be shot with this vaccine, or we're never going to be locked down again. Number one, that's a threat. Number two, who the hell is he? He's not an elected official.
No.
I didn't elect him to an office. I didn't give him responsibility over the world.
Nope, he's only the face
of
Microsoft.
Who the hell is he to say that?
He is. He's only the face of Microsoft. People don't even get
Microsoft
that one either.
Microsoft, right now, if you go to Russian government, the Russian government has kicked Microsoft out. They've taken their software and torn it up.
Right.
Bill Gates is on the FSB watch list. They won't even let him in Russia. They're actually blaming him for this whole damn problem as being part of this problem that the American government and the world is suffering from this coronavirus. Not on top of that, they're telling you the truth. Bobby Kennedy Jr. is trying to tell you. He's trying to warn you. And they're supporting him and saying, you've got to listen to this man, because this man's telling you the truth, even in defiance of his own family.
Right, right.
The Kennedy family is divided, too. And so Bobby Kennedy Jr., I commend him, not only as an environmentalist, but as somebody who's worked decades at this vaccine and gone to court for us.
Yeah, I do agree with him on the vaccine thing.
This isn't for the benefit of him. This is a benefit for us. We need to support him. We need to listen to what he has to say and to know how serious this dilemma is.
Right. Because his message of the vaccine issue is what I agree with on him, and he didn't have to do it. And I think people need to realize there's a lot of people, even yourself, you don't have to come out and speak about these things. You don't have to do this. You didn't have to write this book, because you had very, very explosive evidence that said the government took out their own. They took out our president, and it was amazing that you actually stuck to your guns and you went through the prison term like you did. That took a lot of courage to do. What made you do that? I know we only have a few minutes, but what made you stick to your guns, Christopher? Because you paid a price.
I knew that I was either going to die, which is highly likely where I was. People were dying and being forced into that position, or I was going to live. If I lived, I could maybe continue on, have a life, and have some children, or I prayed for that. But the matter of it is when I was in there, it was done, and Janet Reno had made that choice, and the Clintons had made that choice.
And you wouldn't give up the
about this.
You wouldn't give up the evidence. I want people to know that you wouldn't give it up.
I would not give up that
evidence. The Oval Office tapes.
I'm not going to have them erase the truth from the American public and the world. Listen, I felt I was representing the best that this country has offered up, and I was not going to dishonor those people's loss that they had given their lives for this, for all of us. They had sacrificed their lives to keep us out of war. If it wasn't for them, we would all be perished right now. We wouldn't have what we have, the freedoms that we have right now. And I wasn't going to damn well dishonor them because these idiots in the Justice Department and the executive office were putting pressure on me to destroy this material and to give it up, to classify it away like they do everything else.
Yes.
I wasn't going to perpetuate the lie any longer. If you're going to kill me, if I'm going to die in here, then so be it. But I'm not going to do it. Now I can't leave that lie to my children. And as John JFK Jr. told me, I can't leave this. I can't have my children grow up in an America I can no longer recognize, in a world that we can no longer be proud of.
Amen.
I remember those words, and I honor it still right now. And I'm telling you, each and every one of you, let's be proud of ourselves. Let's stand together against this.
I agree.
Let's be Americans that the world expects us to be. And these other people that have died on the behalf of getting us where we are, don't give it up. Don't let this be the generation that lets it go.
Amen. Amen. Your book exposed several pieces of evidence that were in your possession for over 25 years. The Oval Office tapes right before Kennedy was murdered, a watch that he wore that contained evidence. And you paid a dear price. The book is The Inheritance. And this is why I love that you're speaking out, Christopher, because I know that people take big risks when they expose this kind of information. And I love what you said about recognizing truth. I don't know how anyone could walk away after hearing you speak and not recognize the truth about what you're saying. We are in peril and we don't realize it. We are the frog in the proverbial hot water.
You're right, Kate. And I want to thank you and every American that goes to any length to help in this regard. Bless us all, because this is what we need. We need to be informed. Let people be free and independent as they were born to be.
Absolutely.
Make decisions that are best for you and your own family, regardless of what those decisions may be. But I want to give you the right to make them.
Yes, yes. The book is called The Inheritance, with a dual message of we're about to lose our inheritance of this amazing God-given land if we do not do something. Thank you. Christopher Fulton, I don't even know what to say. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Kate.
The Inheritance, Poison Fruit of JFK Assassination. Get the book. What a powerful message Christopher has. We'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show with Allison Armstrong. Be right back.